Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, this is Fernando on the Fernando Plancha Show. It is 9 o'clock, and it's time for the show tonight. Last night, we kind of ran out of time on the topic that we want to, you know, discuss and everything. So tonight will be the part two of that, God willing. And, you know, she's really going to be doing some on this date and some news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plus your calls if you're going to call in. 347-884-8125. That's the number you got to call. 347-884-8125. That is correctamento. Recommend to the chat rooms open, blogtalkradio.com/FernandoPoniente Show. And lines are open. Lines are open, everybody. Today is the, look at that, I can't believe that, the 19th already, July 19th, 2010. Man, what, it's happening today. Man, a lot of things happening today. Almost ran out of gas. Almost. And, I don't know, a lot of, kind of a hectic day for me today, I should say. But, regardless, I am here and you are there. So grab a book or grab a cup of tea or coffee, whatever you want to do. Do something on the computer, turn on your internet. It is I, your host, the Fernando Poniente Show, and coming up on this day. Alrighty, July 19th, 2010, on this day in highlights, the highlights in history. Back in July 19, 1941, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill launched his V for Victory campaign in Europe. 1941. We all remember that. No, I don't think I do. I read about it. Also on July 19, 1834, Edgar Degas, the French Impressionist painter and sculptor, was born. Following his death on September 27, 1917. That is the dude, Edgar Degas, the French Impressionist painter and sculptor. On this day, 1553, the year 1553, 15-year-old Lady Jane Grey was deposed as Queen of England. After claiming the crown for 9 days, Mary, the daughter of King Henry VIII, was proclaimed queen. 9 days, huh? Be a queen. How would you like to do that? Be 9 days to be the king or queen or president. 1848, a pioneer women's rights convention convened in Serena Falls, New York, NY. New York and Serena Falls. 1943, Allied Air Forces raided Rome during World War II. That is 1943, 1969, Apollo 11 and its astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, went into the orbit around the moon. Now, that I don't remember, but I've read about it. 1979, the Nicaraguan capital of Managua fell to Sandinista guerrillas. Don't know anything about that. On this date, July 19th, 1984, maybe this one I remember. Congressman Geraldine A. Ferraro of New York won the Democratic nomination for vice president at the party's convention in San Francisco. Did not remember that. 1986, Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of President John F. Kennedy, married Edwin A. Schlossberg. Read about it. 1989, a United Airlines DC-10 crashed while making an emergency landing at Sioux City, Iowa, killing 112 and 184 survived. Read about it. Remembered it. I think I remember. Yeah, I remember 1989. I was in high school. Tragic. 1990, baseball all-time hits leader Pete Rose was sentenced in Cincinnati to 5 months in prison for tax evasion. Don't know, don't care. 1993, President Bill Clinton announced the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, which allows homosexuals to serve in the military, but not openly. Wow. That's probably going to go with our topic tonight. That's in 1993. 2005, President George W. Bush announced his choice of federal appeals court judge John Roberts to replace Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. A lot of people was mad about that. Yeah. 2009, Arthur Frank McCourt, who won the Pulitzer Prize for his memoir, Angela's Ashes, died at 78. Those days are the on this stage memorable mention. All the current birthdays today, Anthony Edwards turned 48 years old today too, and also, who is this? George Dunza, the actor, turned 65. Brian May, a rock musician of Queens, turned 63. Campbell Scott, an actor, turns 49. Historic birthdays. Samuel Colt. Yeah. Marianne Bigger died. Edwin Charles Pickering. Lizzie Borden. Charles Horace Mayo. American surgeon and founder of the Mayo Clinic. Alice Nelson Dunbar. American novelist, poet, and essayist. Agent Cronin. Scottish novelist and physician. Herbert Marcuse, German-born American political philosopher. Edgar Snow, American journalist and author. Those are the memorable birthdays, historic birthdays. And if you are having a birthday today and you are one of my Facebook friends, you know, I think I'll do that real quick. Let's see if I can log into my Facebook and see who's having a birthday today. Look at that. Who's having a birthday? Who's having a birthday today? No one's having a birthday, and a birthday would be, here we go, this is it. Bear with me here a minute, this is a little, okay, there we go. David Traub, 19 years old today. Martin Krasinski, he turns 31 years old. John Benedict Roderno, I don't think he's 20 years old, but he says here he turns 20. Benini Page Aison, 20 years old. Domenica Pavlovska will be turning 26 years old tomorrow. Right, Danica Nubas will be turning July 21st. Gerald Muse, July 21st. Malvin Cunanan, July 21st. Maddie Wilcox, July 21st. Emma Poppy, July 22nd. Some things in Chinese or whatever writing is July 22nd. Francisco Cunada, the 23rd, happy birthday, making millions, 23rd. Chris Austin, the 24th. Theresa Lipa, 25th, turning 29 years old. Gary Goose, 25th, turning 35. Matthew Szymanski, Monday, July 26th. Amanda Kennedy, July 26th. Cherry Mae Perry, July 26th, turning 18. Missy Campbell, July 26th. Turning 25 years old. Wow. Those are my Facebook friends that's turning, having a birthday. Memorable mention. So happy birthday to those having a birthday today. And hopefully you guys have a birthday. And to those all my spiritual brothers and brethren having a spirit birthday today. Happy birthday to you all. Ba-bum, bum, bum, ba-bum. And those, my friends, are the... on this date and on this date of birthday. Moving on up to the breaking news. What do you want to hear today? I don't know. Some news. Some news about what? Good news? Don't want to listen about politics. Don't want to be listening. How about this one? A man with 18 monkeys in girdle arrested at the airport. Wow, let's read about that. Shall we? And we shall. It's loading right now. Monkey, why would this guy like, maybe he likes monkeys. Maybe he spanks them. It's funny, isn't it? Yeah, there you go. My computer is... All right. I just want you to bear with me here while I fix this. Aha! There you go. So, yeah, what happened to me today, I was going to tell you about that. I ran out of gas, and I didn't have almost ran out of gas. Pulled up at the, BP gas station, and I got sick. I had to go to the bathroom, was there for a couple good minutes. I forgot my ATM at home. So what happened was, come to find out the BP gas station, it's not able to accept, personal check or anything like that. So I was like, all right, cool. So I went to the Marathon gas station down the street. And, I was just kind of looking around. It's like maybe there's some posting here that they don't accept, we don't accept checks or anything. So I was like, all right, nope, there's nothing in there like that. So I go ahead and pump $20 into the van and I walk inside and it's like, oh yeah, this is pump number 2, and they're like, this was like, what is that? I'm like, check, personal check. And he goes, oh, there's no gas station accept checks. I'm like, really, no gas station accept checks? And he goes, well, not this. I'm like, well, how come you guys don't have signs that we don't accept checks? I'm like, well, we just don't. I'm like, well, you're just gonna have to find a way, call your the owner of the gas station. So he called the owner, and then he was like, no, we won't be able to accept that. He said that you can leave your driver's license here and you can pay it tomorrow. And I was like, how's that gonna work? Am I gonna drive away here with no driver's license? What about if I get pulled over? So anyway, needless to say, I was like, all right, you know what? I was on my way to pick up some money anyway, like a check. And I was like, okay, I'm going to leave my driver's license here, and I'll be right back and as soon as possible. So that was about like maybe 15 minutes, 15 miles away, I think, and I went to Libertyville
and picked up my check. Went to the bank to see if they were able to cash it. Nope. Bank was closed. And I had to turn around and find the what they call the currency exchange where you cash your checks right away. So I went in there and they all filled out the paperwork and everything like that. They asked for my Social Security. That's what I was wondering. Why would they ask me for a Social Security number? I don't know. I was wondering. So I was like, why do you need my Social Security number? She goes like, well, that's like, she was like, that's the form of identification for your employee. I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm not employed by, you know, that company. And go, I service them. And she was like, well, still. I was like, all right, whatever. 33988, you know, something like that. And I was like, all right, whatever. So 555-666-788, you know, I gave it to her. So she goes, okay, all I need is take your driver's license. And I was like, well, you know what? You're going to laugh at me because I don't have any driver's license because, see, it's a long story. So I almost ran out of gas. I had to pump gas, and then I didn't have an ATM with me. Now they said to leave my driver's license there. Now I don't have my driver's license. And then the girl was like, well, I can't cash a check without a driver's license. Okay, so I had to drive 15 minutes, go back to the gas station, pick up my ID, the driver's license, and when I got there, I had to talk to this guy, and I said, look, I have the check in my hand, my bank is closed, and the only way I can pay is to cash this check, and they won't cash my check without my driver's license. You have my driver's license, otherwise, you know, I mean, unless you can cash my check. Can you cash my check? And he said, no. I'm like, well, fine. There's got to be another way. I need my driver's license. Well, we need something collateral if you leave here. That's like, look, I have my Black Bear. Here you go. Take it. And so this should be fine. I was like, well, of course it's fine. It's like $300, you know, Black Bear. So that went over about 15 minutes later, and then cashed my check, came back, and I had to put another $20 in my gas tank because I spent all that thing driving around. So that's what happened to me today. Wow. That's pretty long, isn't it? But anyway, hey, let's go back to this news about monkeys, all right? A man arrested at Mexico City Airport with 18 tiny endangered monkeys stuffed inside girdle. A man with the mysterious bulge under his T-shirt was stopped, searched, and detained in Mexico City's International Airport after authorities found 18 tiny endangered monkeys in a girdle he was wearing. Mm-hmm. The Public Safety Department said in a statement Monday that a 30-year-old, his last name is Cabrera. Cabrera, I know a Cabrera. Efren Cabrera. No, it's just the same last name. But the Public Safety Department said in a statement Monday that the 30-year-old Mr. Cabrera arrived on the commercial flight Friday from Lima, Peru, when authorities noticed the bulge and conducted a body search. The department says Mr. Cabrera was carrying the 6-inch, 15, you know, centimeter, they call Titi monkey. TITI monkeys in pouches attached to the girdle. I know what that means in Tagalog. Attached to the girdle. Two of the monkeys were dead. So this guy was arrested on charges of trafficking an endangered species. The guy said the authorities was carrying the monkeys in a suitcase but decided to put them in his girdle so the x-ray wouldn't hurt him. Is this guy crazy or what? I mean, you know, I'd be walking around and say, hey, sir, is that bulge of monkeys or is just, you know, something else? 18 monkeys. Those are tiny endangered monkeys. What would you going to do with them? Maybe erase them. I don't know. They'll probably, like, sell them. I mean, they're endangered, you know? Mm-hmm. What would happen to them? I mean, what was this guy thinking, though? I mean, you know, you can't even get a bottle of water through the airport, let alone getting, you know, 18 monkeys stuffed into your girdle. So what do you think about that?
Maybe he just thought that people would think he was fat.
Yeah, I don't think so. There's no, I don't think fat moves around.
Right. He probably wasn't planning for it to move, because, yeah, if your fat starts pushing out of your shirt or pushing on your shirt, kind of like, you know, when a baby is kicking, you know, but a monkey is already on the outside of him, so he probably didn't plan on the monkeys moving around. But I do think that he thought maybe that people would think he was just fat. He didn't probably plan on that the monkeys would be moving around.
Unless you can train the monkeys, but I think monkeys will move around if you stuff them in there. Especially if there's 18 of you in there. 18 monkeys, that's just wrong. Wrong. So, let's move on to the other news that we have here. What we're going to do is read some of the news, and like, again, if you have any questions or any something in your mind, hey, you got to press 1-347-884-8125 and then press 1 if you want to participate. Otherwise, just sit there. Just sit there. Nobody wants to see the McDonaldizations of cannabis. Says a guy who clearly hasn't thought through the obvious synergy between McDonald's and weed.
What?
That's the headline. Headline for the day.
Sorry.
Johnny Rockets won't allow breastfeeding moms rockets in their restaurant. Who does Clinton want to do before he dies? I mean, what? What does Clinton want to do before he dies? I think we got a little kid here from Disney Studio got into our studio and making noise. Headlines: what happens when the rich stop spending? Well, the poor sure aren't going to get us out of this one. Sad but not news: woman leaves dog in a car on 104 degree day. Dog dies. Woman was in Costco buying dog food at the time. She went right back in and returned food. How would you return your food? Well, I can't use this anymore. Will they accept that? My dog died in a car. Why would you want to leave your dog for 104 degrees outside?
Maybe she was on vacation.
What?
Maybe she was on vacation and she ran out of dog food and that was her only choice but to leave it in the car. Maybe she didn't think about going to PetSmart, or maybe there was no PetSmart nearby.
Well, the thing is, you know, if you know it's going to be hot outside and you're going to have a dog in the car and you're going to get some dog food, you know, spend like 5 minutes in and out. So what happened was probably she just, you know, left the dog outside in the car and took her time.
Yeah.
You know?
Or it was a long line.
Oh, nah, a long line. I mean, maybe, but still. She can go to Express. If you just want dog food, she can go to Express Lane. Mm-hmm. You know? Headlines: organizers of the 22nd annual Miss Asia USA beauty pageant are rightly ecstatic over the quality of the contestants, but a bit peeved that it's taken 22 years for anyone to notice.
Wow.
State bans debarking surgery after discovering how hard it is to teach dogs sign language.
What?
Headlines. Those are just headlines. good news for anyone caught taking a whiz behind a bar in Atlanta. You are now allowed to have a home, go to church, and keep your TF password to yourself. deputies first determined the house was clear, but later modified clear to there's a live grenade inside the floor has been with gasoline. Deputies first determined the house was clear, quote unquote, but later modified the clear, quote unquote, clear to there's a live grenade inside in the floor, and then the floor has been deuced with gasoline. Oh, man. All right. Headline: man stabbed in the back with a steak knife. Gets an A1 treatment at the hospital. Just meat. This is meat headline. All right, where are we at? There's one place the stimulus money is working and creating jobs. The companies that make road signs proclaiming, quote, the stimulus money is working and creating jobs. This is the headline of the day. Man killed in a cannon blast at his home. And no, it's not. It's not a repeat from 1812. That's a headline from OregonLive.com. Good headlines here. Criticize the ACLU all you want, but they are the only ones making sure we still have the right to petition a redress of grievances in our underwear. That's nonsense. Nonsense. All right. Got to keep going, moving in, moving on. Online news sites like Politico, maybe sweatshops. Meanwhile, your place of work is a lush, virgin Eden, but nobody knows it because you don't have reporters working there to tell anyone. Saudi family discovered Filipina maids have something they didn't know about. Right there. Interesting. What is that? And we'll read that. Saudi family discovers maid is a dude.
Oh, wow.
For 7 months, quote unquote, she cleaned the house, served tea to guests, and even looked after their children. But it was time to go back home. The Saudi family in the capital were in for a surprise. Their maid was, in fact, a guy. The Arabic Daily Al Jazeera reported Sunday that the Saudi family who employed a housemaid from the Philippines did not realize the woman who had been serving them for 7 months was a man. No one in the family had any doubts about the gender of the housemaid. She had smooth skin and had a beautiful face. She would not mix with men in the family, the newspaper said. After 7 months, the housemaid decided that she had enough of the house chores and said she wanted to go back home. While her final exit procedures were being completed, her sponsor handed her over to the passport department, who discovered that the beautiful maid was, in fact, a man. Wow. How would you like that? Finding out that your maid or someone for 7 months is...
your employee.
Yeah. Does it matter? I don't think it matters. If she, if she or he did his or her job. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Woo, slow day today. What's going on here? And... all right, what is that? Right there. No, officer, this isn't a bomb. I'm trying to quit extremism, and this is the patch. Let's read that. Germany starts program for Islamic extremists who want to quit. In Berlin, Germany, domestic intelligence service has started a program for Islamic radicals who want to help to quit extremism. Oh, man. Extremists. Nazism. Oh, man, choked on that one. The program started Monday and addresses people who believe in a fanatic violent ideology based on Islam. The program called Hatif, or H-A-T-I-F, meaning phone in Arabic, aims to help extremists to leave behind their fanatic environment. They can contact members of the intelligence service online or to call a specific number. The agency, which says it is guaranteeing confidentiality, said it wants to help people get out of, by supporting them with finding jobs or moving to a different place. The intelligence service estimates there are more than 36,000 Islamic extremists in Germany, but only a fraction are considered potentially violent. What do you think about this? Is this a good idea?
Yeah, but if I was just saying about that, like, are they going to want them to leave the Islamic religion? Because maybe that would still be a temptation for them to get back into extremism, the people that they may reassociate with. Also, isn't it a fanatic, like, extremist already violent or on the borderline of becoming violent?
Good questions. Yes and no. And I'm going to leave it like that. All right, what else? What else is that? Well, we're running out of time here, so we're going to move on. We're going to move into our new segment. What kind of segments are we going to have today? I don't know. Maybe it's just a blabbering segment that we're going to have. Shall we continue? Do you have your stuff ready?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Okay. Here is, actually, you know, I'm going to give you about half hour. We're going to continue on the topic last night. You know, I want you to do a recap of the topic. And then we'll move on, okay? And after that, we'll play the music, and, you know, we'll continue on to blabber about something else. Shall we? Oh, shall we? There we go. Hold on a second here.
Hello. So the topic is... I apologize for my shortcoming. I had the wrong page. So, but the topic is referring to a man. The topic is how can the way by which a man who has a heart of a woman and a woman who has the heart of a man will be justified before God according to the Bible. So did you get that?
Yeah.
The way by which a man who has a heart of a woman and a woman who has a heart of a man will be justified before God according to the Bible. Okay, so what we covered was, first of all, there's some people who think, who say, oh, well, God didn't create those people. God didn't create people that were born like that, because as we know, some little boys act like girls and some little girls act like boys, right? And some people say, oh, God didn't create them. But we covered how, yes, God created everybody. God created everything. Those people did not come from a different planet like Mars or Jupiter or Saturn. They came from Earth. So... some of the verses that we covered were the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26, about how God hath made all with one blood, all nations of man. The book of John, chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made by him, referring to all things were made by God. There's a verse in the book of Ecclesiastes that says that God hath made man upright. But what happened later? Read Book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 12, whereby as one man entered into the world, so sin entered into the world. That's just that's not the whole verse, but that's just a recap of what we were discussing. And then also, even if Adam lost his uprightness, his goodness that God put in his genes from the beginning is still there. So, then we read the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 9. And this is the result when sin entered into the world. The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. So the book of Romans, chapter 20, The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 21 through verse 32. And that refers to when some man that is born with the heart of a man, and how some women born with the heart of a woman, and they choose to give glory to things of the earth that were created actually by God. Sometimes God gives them over to be deceived, and their hearts turn against God, and their heart's actually a heart of a man that is like that. Sometimes his heart will turn towards becoming homosexual, and sometimes a female born with a heart of a female, when she rebels against God, sometimes God allows them to, I don't know if wallow would be the, you know, correct word, but he allows them to be deceived, and they become where they also, the woman desires another woman. So there's two differences. Some are born that way, and some are actually that way because they have chosen to rebel against God, their maker. And then we cover the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And that refers to adultery and fornicators and murderers will probably be in that too, deceivers. So these apply to real men, real women, gays, and lesbians. So it covers, you know, it's all across the board, you know, whether you're a man born with a woman's heart, a woman born with a man's heart, or a man born with a man's heart, or a woman born with a woman's heart. God still holds them accountable. God still holds us all accountable. No matter what we were born, what type of heart we were born, God holds us accountable. That we should not commit adultery. Let's go to that. Let's just go there. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. Know ye not that the uprightness, unrighteousness shall not, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. In true baptism, iniquity is washed away. So, in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 4, we covered, therefore we are buried with him, that's referring to with Jesus, in baptism. And what we are required to do after being baptized is to change by stopping from evil works. And then we also discussed how do we stop from evil works. We went into the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 1. For as much then as Christ hath suffered, let us suffer in the flesh, so sin will stop. So that means do not commit those works of the flesh, like adultery, fornication, idolatry, abusers of themselves with mankind, stop being a thief, things like that. And we also went to the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse, I believe it started in verse 12. It's referring to eunuchs, spelled E-U-N-U-C-H-S, eunuchs. Some are born eunuchs, which as Fernando said yesterday, a eunuch is somebody that's been castrated or either has been born without the part that desires sexual feelings. Some are actually born that way, and some are choose to be that way in order for the kingdom of God's sake. And some, and what we left off with is that some guy, some gays, some lesbians may say that it's not fair because a real man can have a wife and a real woman can have a husband, but what about them? Because it's not God's will for a man to marry a man nor a woman to marry a woman, because as you remember in the, or if you go to book of Genesis chapter 1, God made Eve for Adam. He didn't make, as some people say, he didn't make an Adam and Steve. He made an Adam and an Eve, you know. And I don't mean to offend anybody, so I pray that you will forgive me for if I've offended you. But that's the way it is that, you know, it's a man and a woman is real marriage in God's sight. So then we're going to go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 32, because for those gays and those lesbians that say, but it's not fair, I can't have a spouse. Well, let's just give you a word of encouragement from the Bible. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 32 through verse 35 says, but I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy, both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. You see, so it's really an advantage for a person to actually, they're more holier when they are not married. So you see the man that is born with a woman's heart and the woman born with a man's heart. It is, God is merciful. God will give you the strength to endure, because as it's written in the Bible, that every man is tempted with the same thing. Every man is tempted with the same thing. We will not be tempted above that which we can bear. God will always offer us a way out. What's that way out? I would say that way out is actually, like, you know, sometimes we feel like we want to commit adultery, or sometimes we feel like, oh, I really need, like, something, and you're tempted to steal, you know. It doesn't mean you have to do it. It just means that you need to ask the Lord for his help. Sometimes we don't even want the Lord's help. We're tempted that we just want our own way, because that's a human nature, is that to rebel against God, is that's our temptation. You know, but we even need God's strength to call unto him sometimes. Well, we always need God's strength to call unto him, but sometimes we're very tempted to not even want to ask God, because we want to go our own way, but we need God's strength even more for those times, so that we will not give in to temptation. So so do not think that it is not fair if you were born with a woman's heart, if you were a man born with a woman's heart, or a woman born with a man's heart, because just because you cannot marry does not mean it is not fair. It means that you can give more time and attention to what God wants you to do. Now, what is the most important thing to possess to endure the lust of the flesh and be worthy before God? We are going to go to the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36 through verse 38. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. So what does that mean? It means endure. Keep moving forward, even though you're being tempted, you know, to commit adultery or to be a thief or to be an idolater, you know, or to do things that not in accordance with God's will. Do not draw back. God does not want us to draw back. He will have no pleasure in us if we draw back. So what we need to do is we need to live by faith, and sometimes we take it five minutes at a time, sometimes one day at a time. Anyways, we're not supposed to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, the Bible also says. What else? 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. The best thing for a man with a woman's heart and a woman with a man's heart can do is to live by faith. What is bad? If you are a man with a woman's heart or a woman with a man's heart, is to yield or give way to sin. That is what is bad. In the book of, we're going to read again, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 10, as a reminder of what that verses say. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. You have the opportunity to be justified. We're going to go to the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 34 through verse 35 to see how. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. So that means that just because if you are a man born with a woman's heart or a woman born with a man's heart, do not be deceived. Do not think that a man born with a man's heart and a woman born with a woman's heart is justified before God, but you are not. Do not think that, because God is not a respecter of persons. God has designed you uniquely, and he has a purpose for you. And everybody has temptations, but we need to keep living by faith. We need to endure and be strong. As we read before, it says, quit ye be like men and be strong. So God is no respecter of persons. And so that is our topic, actually. And if you have any questions about that topic, Fernando, how can they find out more information? Oh, they can go to livestream.com/ELISORIANO. And I believe that's at 7 p.m. every Wednesday night, Central Standard Time. If you have any questions, you can ask Brother Ellie actually live online. Or 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I believe that that will be about 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, we're going to go on break, and I appreciate that you were willing to take the time to listen to this topic. May God get the glory.
Daddy said, ain't no no single mother is too safe in the world these days. And you need to be prepared just in case somebody else tries to come and break in your place. Take this little briefcase, but I decline. Cause the man who broke in my house, he just stole my wine. And I was so afraid for my babies at that time. You don't know the kind of anger I held inside. He would have died.
If I had a gun, he wouldn't be.
Ken Pettigrew, host of The Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from KickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. This is the giant turkey. I heard you were chewing on my little brother for Thanksgiving.
Alright, we're back. So, Fernando, do you want to cover another brief topic? I'm really interested in the topic. I think we've covered it before, but I just, you know, about how it's like actually a blessing to help those that are poor and needy. You remember that topic, Fernando? I just, you know, because there's so many people that go to churches, and they, you know, they see you that you have need, you know, some not all people are like this, but some they just like, hi, how are you? But they don't really like have time for you or for your family. If you have a family, they're always busy with their own things, you know. They don't even make effort to call you or see how you're doing, you know. Just that, you know, it's good to be willing to help people. There's some, you know, this is just what I like about the church we attend, is that it's actually, you know, taught that you're supposed to help those that are poor. You're supposed to help those that are with disability, and you're actually supposed to look upon them as a blessing, because, you know, they were perhaps put in that position of being poor in order to be a blessing to you. Because when you lend to the poor, actually, it says you lend to the Lord. When you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord, and the Lord will pay you back. You know, you shouldn't lend to the Lord just so to gain something, because then that's of the flesh, you know, but you should just rejoice that you're helping somebody that's poor. So I just really like that, because, like, I never really was taught that. I mean, I knew that you're supposed to help the poor, and, like, if somebody's naked and you have, like, two pieces of clothing, give them one, you know. But it's like, I just, you know, I like that. It's an encouragement to me that, you know, hearing that perhaps if you're poor, you're actually, God allowed you to become poor, not as a punishment, but because he wants to bless you, and he wants you to become a blessing to somebody else. Because if somebody has mercy on you and helps you out, they are actually lending to the Lord, and the Lord sees that, and he likes that. So, and same for, like, those that are, perhaps you're pregnant right now listening to this, and your doctor gave you some news saying, oh, your baby might be born with Down syndrome, you should maybe abort it or something like that, because your child will never have normal life. You should tell your doctor no, because your baby, first of all, God has the power to heal your baby before it's born. And second of all, the doctor's reports can be wrong. And third of all, most importantly, if God allows you to have a baby born with Down syndrome or autism or something like that, I mean, I know autism can be helped from a health and nutrition point of view, but as far as, like, Down syndrome, you know, if your baby's born with Down syndrome, for example, God allowed you to have that because he's having mercy on you. Because when you take care of that child every day, that's as if, like, you're doing something for the Lord. I mean, when you have a healthy child, yes, you're taking care of the child for the Lord. But when you have a sick child with a disability, God sees that even more, because you're being merciful to them. You didn't just cast them to the side, put them on the side of the road, or give them away, or abort them because you didn't want to be distracted by that, or you didn't want to be burdened with that. No, consider it a blessing. That's also something that our church, we go to the members of Church of God International, and you can see that at
ANCGI.org or ang.ting.an. That will be ANGDATINGDAAN.com. So our minister is actually Eli Soriano, and that's ELISORANO. What I really like about the church is that we go to now is because of we thought we were learning the truth before, but it's just, this is so pure truth. When you have a question, you can even go to livestream.com/ELISORIANO and ask him. Anyway, every Wednesday night he has a show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I believe that's time in Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time every Wednesday. Even if you, like, you don't even believe in God, God still exists. Just like if you've never seen $1 million does not mean it does not exist, you know. But God is more important than $1 million, way more important. But So yeah, you can go there if you dispute him. You're like, I don't agree with him, you know, something like that. If you don't agree with him, I mean, like, he's willing to show you the Bible. He's willing to listen to your point of view, because maybe you will teach him something, or he will research. If he does not know the answer, he will research that topic. So yeah, definitely. That's why I like to go to the church we go to. We have church 3 times a week, and it's just like, I mean, it's not a church that you're like, oh, you shouldn't be like when you're at the church ever. When you're at church, what time is it? I want to go eat, or, you know, whatever. You know, unless the only time you should be looking at your clock is if you're supposed to be at work. That's my opinion, is like, if you don't want to be late to work. But, you know, even if you can choose to do something so that you don't have to miss church, I mean, because really God should come before work. So if you have to find another job, you have to find another job. And don't just always say, well, I have to work, you know. Well, make an effort to look for another job. Well, you know, make a goal. If you have to find another job, pray about it. Maybe your employer will, you know, be willing to help you. I mean, like, help you with your schedule, or maybe they're going to cut you back in hours. Let your church know, I want to attend, but can the church help me out? See if they'll help you out. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, if we, like, somebody doesn't have a job at the church we go to, it's in our doctrine that we need to help them. I mean, there's proof, you know, there of, you know, yes, God should come first, and if that means you don't have a job, then, you know, your brothers and sisters in Christ should definitely help you. So that's what I wanted to talk about regarding church, and about, you know, if you're pregnant right now, don't have no abortion. I mean, don't have any abortion, no matter what your doctor told you, because your doctor is not the Lord. You know, Bible says differently. Bible says that when you have a child born with a disability, it's actually a blessing, not a burden. It's a blessing. So this is what you need to change renew your mind, thinking is that it's a blessing, and that it's an honor, and that God has given you something. God has given you opportunity to be blessed. All right, we are going to cover a product from shopinsuperhighway.com, also known as, you can find it at marketamerica.com/PONIENTE. It's Poniente is the last name, just like as in the Poniente show. So we're going to cover this Global Care Pool and Spa Cleaner. Offers 42 cents Market America cash back. That's real cash. That's real cash. And, you know, when you got your pool or your spa or your jacuzzi, it gets dirty, right? What do you put in your pool and spa? Put something that's, like, actually not good for your body long term, you know, or even short term, because, you know, actually your skin is the largest organ on your body, so you should definitely be putting good stuff in your pool and spa for cleaner. Well, the Global Care Pool and Spa Cleaner is a multi-enzymatic formula that emulsifies and assimilates suntan lotion, body oils, grease deposits, and other swimming pool, hot tub, and spa contaminants. Global Care Pool and Spa Cleaner helps virtually eliminate algae growth by breaking down the greasy environment needed for algae to grow. By addressing algae, please forgive me for my shortcoming on that. By addressing algae growth and emulsifying lotions, oils, and grease, pool and spa cleaner increases the filter's effectiveness and significantly reduces the need for additional chemicals and pool additives. In addition to being an effective pool and spa cleaner, Global Care Pool and Spa will also clean surrounding pool surfaces, decks, and locker and cabana areas. Pool and spa cleaner will clean the filter lines and filter, reducing the amount of backwashing necessary to maintain a clean and clear pool. Maybe he's saying, oh, well, I don't know, I'm kind of going green, so I don't know. Well, got good news for you, because Global Care Pool and Spa Cleaner is an environmentally friendly approach to clean pools and spas with non-toxic, biodegradable, enzyme-based ingredients. Pool and Spa Cleaner is non-irritating to the skin and contains no known allergens. No two pools are exactly alike. They will vary in size, water chemistry, location, equipment, and number of users. The recommended application of Global Care Pool and Spa Cleaner has been designed to assure optimum performance in the average public pool. It is important that pool water be kept in proper chemical balance. Global Care Pool and Spa Cleaner will virtually eliminate the problems caused by undissolved lotions, oils, and grease, but it cannot prevent clouding or other undesirable situations caused by such things as excessive hardness, unbalanced pH, improper filtering, etc. So, what you remember, I don't know, maybe it's kind of, I don't know how to use that. Well, the directions for use would be Global Care Pool and Spa Cleaner should be added monthly directly into the pool or circulating system at a rate of 3/4 of an ounce per 1,000 gallons of pool water. For spas, add 3/4 of an ounce to each 500 gallons of capacity. Wow, that sounds like it's really economical too. Probably wondering how much is it? How much it is, huh? $20.95. That's all. That is like a good deal. Find that. Where do you find that again? ShopInSuperHighway.com or MarketAmerica.com/. PONINTE. And so, go to that website, find out uniqueness, frequently asked questions, benefits. Once again, the benefits virtually eliminate suntan lotion, body oils, and grease deposits, maintains water clarity, lengthens filter runs, inhibits algae growth, preserves pool finishes, eliminates need for acid washing, reduces maintenance labor, non-toxic, biodegradable, made with naturally occurring enzymes. Wow, definitely. I never even knew that some people clean their pool with acid. Makes me want to, I think maybe I should ask the pool cleaner, do they use acid? Because I don't think I want to be swimming in that pool. So, now you know. Get something good for your health. All right, so I'm gonna. All right, so we're gonna end the show early today. But once again, thanks for listening in, and have a great day. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and on Blog Talk Radio.